This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Necessarily meet. You know, last night, a doctor, I gave him a call late in the night. Because my son was like coughing instant like an asthma. And I was worried about like him, and I just want to consult. And after I hang up with that phone call, I ask myself, and I blame myself. Not because I called, but because the first thing came to my mind, the first thing really came to my mind at that moment, was to call the doctor to ask, which is the right thing to do. But I said to myself, you know what? The first thing should have come to my mind is first to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to pray to my Lord, first to protect my child, and to heal him, to come. Then I can do, take the necessary means. And that's not something I wouldn't do again. Because the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greater in your heart, and the more trust you have, the more given back you will receive from Him. Also, one of the things that the Prophet ﷺ told us that it give you that kifaya, that protection for Allah, the Prophet ﷺ said, تَلَاثٌ كُلُّهُمْ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنْ عَاشَ رُزِقَ وَكُفِي وَإِنْ مَاتَ أَدْخَلَهُ اللَّهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah guarantee for these three kind of people the following, that if they live, Allah will give them their provisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them enough and sufficient provision. Because sometimes you get money, but it's not sufficient. And by the way, sufficient money, it never was based on how your income is. I remember when we were kids in high school, you know, we get what is like, what, maybe in a week we get $10, then it's good. You know, you go, or middle school, high school, you get $20. In our days, it's even way less than that. But, you know, if you go to college, you get $100 a week. Now you graduated, you make maybe $3,000 a week. Your things are getting different. Your need is getting growing. And people, they have, you know, different way of spending the money. So it's about how this provision can be sufficient to you. Not necessarily how much, but how sufficient is this income for you. The Prophet ﷺ said it will be sufficient, whatever provision you will be provided with. And if you die, Allah protect you after your death until you enter paradise. Who are they? قَالَ مَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ فَسَلَّمْ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Those who they enter their house, and when they enter the house, say Bismillah. And they say Assalamu alaikum to their family. Simple as that. Not a big deal. Not a lot of down payments. And there is no deductible. You just say simply, every time you walk to your house, say Bismillah, and you say Assalamu alaikum. وَمَنْ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ. Those who leave their house coming to the masjid, or they leave the work for the office to the masjid, they are in Dhamanillah. وَمَنْ خَرَجَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ ضَامِنٌ. Those who go out for the sake of Allah, for whatever reason you do for the sake of Allah, that will be also considered that trip, something it will, in return Allah give you His protection and aid. Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ جَعْلَ الْهُمُومَ هَمَّا وَاحِدًا هَمَّ آخِرَةً كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ هَمَّ دُنْيَاهُ وَمَنْ تَشَعَّبَتْ بِهِ الْهُمُومُ فِي الدُّنْيَا لَمْ يُبَالِ اللَّهِ فِي أَيِّ أَوْدِيَتِهَا هَلَكَ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as reported by Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah, those who their unified their concern to be their main concern in this life is the akhir, is the next life, the hereafter. Allah will give them, Allah will take care of their worldly matters and affairs. But those who their concerns are divided over so many worldly things, that's all what you think about when you wake up, and that's the only thing you think about when you go to sleep. About things, money, schools, tests, you know, reviews, auditing, whatever it is. That's all what you think about, which is not a bad thing to think about. But if this is your main concern, this should occupy your mind all the time. The Prophet ﷺ said, تَشَعَّمَتْ بِهِ هُمُمُ الدُّنْيَا. He will be all over the place. All over the place. And Allah doesn't care which area he will die in or which status he will die in. Also the Prophet ﷺ said, قال الله تعالى ابن آدم اركع لي من أول النهار أربع ركعات أكفك آخر. وهذا الحديث ذكره ابن القيم رحمه الله وصححه. O son of Adam, start your day with four rak'ahs, which is after the sunrise, which is the duha. Start your days with four rak'ahs. I will take care of the rest of your day. Also, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ubay ibn Ka'b said, Ya Rasulullah, in my dua when I pray to Allah, if I keep saying, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa Ali, what I will get? Then the Prophet sallallahu said, قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ رَأَيْتَ إِنْ جَعَلْتُ لَكَ صَلَاتِي كُلَّهَا قَالَ إِذَنْ يَكْفِيكَ اللَّهُ مَا هَمَّكَ مِنْ دُنْيَاكَ وَآخِرَتَكَ. Allah will be your sufficient when it comes to all the matters of this worldly life and the next. And the next. Also pray to your Lord. Ask and seek His protection and aid. مَنْ اسْتَكْفَى كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ طَلَبَ الْكِفَايَ كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ. Those who, as the Imam al-Nasa'i reported, those who seek Allah's protection and aid, they will be granted it. They will be given whatever they ask for. That's why in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, and this sufficient and aid in different areas. For example, teach how the Prophet teaches. He said, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haram. Oh Allah, make the halal sufficient for me from the haram. So I'm happy with whatever halal income, and I never look to the haram, to the unlawful income source. Or the halal. My wife is my halal, something halal, lawful for me. Make her sufficient for me. My husband is sufficient for me. I don't need to look around. That's why. Also, wa'aqlini bifadlika amman siwa. Make me be satisfied with what you've given me, so I will not look for any other humans, or seek any favor from any other human, or any human. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idha kharaja ar-rajul min baytihi faqala, bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah." If he say bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, yuqala hina idhin hudita wa kufita wa uqit, fatatanahha lahu ash-shayatin, fayaqulu shaytanun li akhar, كيف لك برجل غبي وكفي ووقي. وهذا الحديث رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله في صحيح. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you see this, Bismillah, توكلت على الله, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, upon leaving the house, it will be said, angels will say, this person have been guided, been protected, and all his needs will be provided. So Shaytan will say to another person, who attempt another shaitan to attempt to deceive that person. See, how can you deceive such a person like that? That Allah granted him his protection and his guidance. Simple. Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And this last word, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are kens in kunuz al-jannah, a treasure in paradise. Yani leading you to a treasure in paradise. Also, the Prophet ﷺ was taught by Jibreel to say, قُلْ أَعُذُ رَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُذُ رَبِّ النَّاسِ. These last two surahs of the Quran, the Prophet ﷺ, Jibreel told them, these are sufficient for you to protect you from the jinn, from the evilness of the jinn, or anything that can harm you from this part, or this type of harms, from the jinn, from magic, from evil eye, all these things, hasad, envy. You read it three times in the morning and three times in the night. And you add to it, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحْدٍ. So the last three surahs in the Qur'an, as reported by Sunan Abi Dawud. Also the Prophet ﷺ said, the last two verses from Surah Al-Baqarah, مَنْ قَرَعَ فِي لَيْلِهِ كَفَتَاهُ. They will be sufficient for you, because of the amount of ajr that you get. And let me end with this. What the Prophet ﷺ said, قَالَ مَنْ اِلْتَمَسَ رِضَ اللَّهِ بِسَخَطِ النَّاسِ كفاه الله مؤونة الناس ومن التمس رضا الناس بسخط الله وكله الله إلى الناس. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, as Aisha reported and this hadith reported by Tirmidhi and others, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever seeks to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if this would displease human beings, Allah will protect him from them. And whoever seeks to please people, even if this is will lead to displeasing Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave him to his own. No protection, no guarantee of protection. That's why when Yazid asked the governor of Iraq at that time, asked Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, give me an advice. He said, you know, the Khalifa, you know, is basically the Umayyad Khalifa at that time. He is the one in charge, and he